Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Joy French. Joy is the founder and artistic director of Bear Bait Dance Company based in Missoula. Welcome again to Public Radio.
Thanks for inviting me.
So for those that don't know or around the state in another city perhaps, talk about the Bear Bait Dance Company. I understand it's the third season now you're kicking off.
That's right.
About this company that you founded and kind of the idea of this dance company.
Right. Well, it's a contemporary modern company that focuses on dance theater and just contemporary modern styles in general. And I founded it after I received my master's down in Colorado, my master's of fine arts at CU Boulder. And when I got back, I just felt like there were a lot of dancers in the area, in Missoula specifically, who wanted to dance. And I wanted to help create more opportunities for them to do so. And there were dancers at a professional level. And so I decided that was the route I would take. So I created the in the fall of 2010, I guess it was. So yes, this is our third season. And we have 10 professional dancers this season who are with us. And yeah, so that's how it kind of got started and my impulse for it.
One of the few professional dance companies
right.
in Montana.
We're very
right?
proud.
That's great. You said dance theater. Is there a difference in terms of the way you think about what you present because of that title, or how does that work?
Bear Bait creates all original works. That's part of the mission and the goal. And dance theater particularly combines narrative, theatrical approaches to choreography. So as opposed to just trying to create maybe dance to specific pieces of music or abstract beautiful pieces specifically. We do that sometimes, but there's a leaning in the company towards theatrical pieces that try to say something. So maybe there's direct narrative and there's actually characters, or maybe there's just a thematic level that's a little bit more heightened within the company.
We're talking about Bear Bait Dance Company's new concert that'll be coming up this coming month, a little bit later in January, the 24th, 25th, 31st, and February 1st, 7 p.m. each night with a matinee on the 1st as well. Information at the website bearbaitdance.org, and that's BAREBAIT dance.org. Talk a little bit about Springboard. You're calling it the second annual Springboard concert. This is season opener, right, for the third season?
Right, for this season, we're opening with Springboard. Springboard was born last year with the idea and the intention to give the company a chance to choreograph. I really wanted to help nurture their creative skills. That helps me when I'm working with them, but also helps them just to see choreography differently and to continue cultivating that part of their craft. So Springboard has 7 different company choreographers. And in addition, this year, we're adding an element to Springboard by bringing in a guest choreographer. So we're bringing in local favorite Jess Moulette, who's been here for a long time and left recently to go get her master's and just returned. So she's also creating a piece. So it's really a place of exploration and experimentation for the dancers to work with each other to continue cultivating that craft.
So I imagine in the context of something like this with 6, 7, 8 different choreographers, that it must be a pretty broad spectrum of the kinds of pieces you'll present, right?
It is. Some are really dancey. Some are more theatrical. Liz Purtis is 7, I think, maybe 8 months pregnant now, and she's doing a solo about her pregnancy. I mean, so it's very broad and very fun in that way to get a little taste of a bunch of different styles and ideas from different choreographers.
Well, we have a few minutes. Why don't you run a few names, if you want, of who's in the company and who's choreographing for the program and maybe some details.
Well, I mentioned Liz. She's doing her pregnant solo, which it's going to be very exciting to share, the humor of being pregnant via dance. And then we have Jordan Deline, who is 3rd year with us also. She's been with me from the beginning, and she is a local dance teacher and teaches at Ballet Arts and around in the schools. She's wonderful, and she has been really inspired by loons recently. So she's making a piece called Rainy Lake, and she actually even uses loon calls in the music, which is wonderful. Jess Moulette's piece is both structured improvisationally and set. So there's a mix, which is what Jess does really beautifully. And she's bringing back some of that information that she had. And I'm also showing a teaser from my upcoming work. It's an evening length piece that I'm creating on the company. And we'll be doing a teaser for that. And that's called Wall City News, which will be premiered in April. So there's a little bit of everything. We have some bigger pieces that are excerpts as well as some smaller pieces. Another fun piece that's in it that will be opening the show is Britt Gaudette's, a new dancer. She just moved to be with Bear Bait. And she's got a piece about about the awkwardness of social dancing. And when you walk into that room, how do you present yourself, which is really fun and a playful piece. So we have, yeah, it just runs the gamut for this show.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And the other concerts, you mentioned April. Will there be another one yet in 2014 after that?
Yes, that's our second production of the season. Again, it's called Wall City News. We open April 18th, and both of these shows are at Stage 112 at the Elks, which is a new venue for us, which is exciting. And Wall City News is an evening-length work by me. It's dance theater using contemporary modern dance vocabulary. And I was inspired by prison newspapers at the turn of the 20th century. Very specific. And it will have a narrative element, much like a play. But we're playing on the element of how does it feel to be confined, of course, if you're talking about prisons. But then also, how do you communicate? And part of that was through the newspapers, prison newspapers at that time. So I'm taking archival documents from those newspapers and using them directly in the choreography, as well as just abstracting kind of the general ideas kind of in a fictionalized way that I could imagine how it would have felt at that time to be in those prisons.
You mentioned that the Elk Stage 112 is a new venue to you. Describe what it's like to see dance in there.
Well, I'm really excited about it. We've been performing at the Downtown Dance Collective, which is where we are in residence, and we love that space. But we wanted to just amp it up a little bit to get a little larger audiences and have a little bit more production potential. So we've been talking with Stage 112 at the Elks. And what's fun about it is it's still a bar. I mean, so it has that feel. You can go get a beer before, after the show, that kind of thing. Bring it over and enjoy that while you watch. But it has great sound system, obviously, because the bands are always coming in there. And then what we're actually using is the dance floor. So the band stage, we're actually going to black it out. And then we perform on the dance floor, which so it'll be a 3/4 round and you'll be sitting around that space. And so it's a real intimate experience still. And yet it feels a little bit more like a venue that you are grabbing a drink, tickets in the front, that kind of thing.
Night on the town.
Which is exciting. Yeah, it's great. And you can go have dinner before and after, you know, that kind of thing. So
I understand Bear Bait Dance has a fundraiser in progress. You want to mention that briefly?
We do. We're right in the middle of an Indiegogo campaign. And if you don't know what that is, it's very similar to a Kickstarter model. So it's going on right now online. We're raising funds for this first production, Springboard, as well as the April show for Wall City News. And we have a June tour that we're trying to launch. If anyone knows anyone who wants us to come in, we're building that right now. So this campaign will be focusing for that whole thing, our whole season. You can find more information out at our website, bearbaitdance.org. On the front page, it talks about it. And there's also a great video, which is really fun, to see more about the company and who's in it and what they say about it.
We've been talking about the Bear Bait Dance Company's second annual Springboard Concert. It's January 24th, 25th, 31st, and February 1st at 7 p.m. There's also a matinee showing on Saturday, February 1st. It's at the Elk Stage 112 in downtown Missoula. I've been talking with Joy French today, founder and artistic director. You can get more information by calling 214-0097 or go to ddcmontana.com for tickets. And again, that website for the company is bearbaitdance.org. Joy French, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.